the day that they were admitting me into the hospital, they said, we're going to admit you on Sunday to start your treatment on Monday. We need you to ring on Sunday to see if we have a bed. So I rang on Sunday morning, and the nurse I spoke to, no, we don't have a bed yet. Then, would you ring back in a couple of hours? So I rang back in a couple of hours. No, we don't have a bed yet. Mm. They rang me like an hour later. Yeah, we see now we have a bed. So I was like, oh, thank goodness for that, to have a bed. So anyway, I went up into my bed because, again, the nature of my illness. In that ward, there's 11 beds. There's 5 single rooms mm-hmm. for people that need to be isolated, like I do, because of my lack of immune system. I have since learned that there's every possibility for me to get that bed. Somebody was taken out of that ward and put over in the main hospital in a surgical ward or a medical ward or whatever kind of a ward. If they would upgrade the place and make it a bit easier to work in, people could work in it. Who wants to work in a pressure cooker? Who wants to work in those circumstances? You couldn't. Your mental health wouldn't allow it. Letterkenny has the best staff. They just need the facilities now to work in. Donegal had the bigger services. Mm. Then it would attract the staff. It would attract the better care